this observation earlier in a speech at Los Alamos, but to publish it in 1946 was an extraordinary admission. Less than a year after the events of August 1945, the man who had instructed the bombardiers exactly how to drop their atomic bombs on the center of two Japanese cities had come to the conclusion that he had supported the use of atomic weapons against an enemy which was essentially defeated. This realization weighed heavily on him. A major war was not Oppie's only worry. He was concerned, too, about nuclear terrorism. Asked in a closed Senate hearing room whether three or four men couldn't smuggle units of an atomic bomb into New York and blow up the whole city, Oppenheimer responded, "Of course it could be done, and people could destroy New York." When a startled senator then followed by asking, "What instrument would you use to detect an atomic bomb hidden somewhere in the city?" Oppenheimer quipped, "A screwdriver," to open each and every crate or suitcase. There was no defense against nuclear terrorism, and he felt there never would be. International control of the bomb, he later told an audience of Foreign Service and military officers, is the only way in which this country can have security comparable to that which it had in the years before the war. It is the only way in which we will be able to live with bad governments, with new discoveries, with irresponsible governments such as are likely to arise in the next 100 years, without living in fairly constant fear of the surprise use of these weapons.